Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, if you look at the rumblings that are going on, whether it's Amazon, whether it's McDonald's, hospitals, are essential workers out there kind of getting forgotten? So while some of us are at home, and, you know, we're doing our Zoom happy hour or, you know, we're planning our Passover Seder or our Easter and we're ordering from Amazon and we're getting our takeout and, you know, we're like, this lockdown's not too bad. You know, it's kind of cush. We could be on our internet. We could watch Netflix and all that. You have people going to work every day going to heck with this and nobody's taking their temperature. That's a term we're using now figuratively to take the temperature. Last thing they need is a rectal thermometer right now, but, so I hear in one hospital, we're going to be talking about these, you know, more specifically. One hospital, you have nurses asking for hazard pay. Absolutely. They're on the front lines. What, you know, yet these, you know, locums and people getting called in from out of state are getting their lodging, they're getting transportation, they're getting everything paid. But if you are the staff nurse, you don't get any of that, you know? And so what about hazard pay? You know, you're also, you know, people are kind of getting concerned because a lot of medical centers have lost out on income coming from the elective surgeries, coming from regular medical visits. And so, you know, the average doctor's office or medical office is actually losing money every day. And so we're hearing that certain places such as Intermountain Health and others are actually going to be paying their doctors and nurses less. Okay, you know, we have doctors and nurses and respiratory therapists and, you know, everybody out there on the front line, you know, they're for us when we're sick, and they're being underpaid, they're not being appreciated, and they're actually being put at risk. Same thing with McDonald's. Why should somebody who's making barely minimum wage be there to serve us our burgers and put themselves at risk? They could get unemployment and be home watching Netflix also. Amazon, there's been strikes. I think we have 10,000 construction workers in Massachusetts striking. We have a California McDonald's staff walking out. Staff at Amazon delivery facility in Chicago protested. So, guys, you know, we need to, you know, talk to our essential workers and see what they need. This lockdown, this shutdown is not a real shutdown. Okay? A real shutdown, a real lockdown is you being stuck in the woods with no internet, no phone, no knowledge of what's going on, not being around other people, and, you know, living off the land. Instead, you know, we have people working for their internet companies. We have IT people out there. We have cable people working. Well, what if they don't want to go to work? What if they get sick? Now you don't have internet. Well, now you're not going to want to be on lockdown. You're going to be like, wait a second, where's my internet? Same thing with food. Now, Dr. Birx in Washington had suggested that maybe we don't go to the grocery store for the next couple weeks, that we don't go out. You know, this lockdown has been kind of half-assed because people are running to Costco. And they're running to the grocery store, and they're running to Home Depot. I mean, I was getting stir crazy. I loved being in Home Depot. I was, like, smelling everything I could smell in there. I really missed the smell of Home Depot. Well, how is that protecting others and slowing down spread? So this lockdown is now a facade where people are still rushing to the stores, rushing to get out there and, you know, hiking and being around others in certain ways. And yeah, maybe they're wearing masks and maybe they're wearing coverings, but we're still having cases. We're still having spread of this. So either we do it right, or maybe we, you know, revisit what we're actually doing. But when we have the fear of this being a deadly virus, and with still not all the data coming out, going, you know, are these deaths, these 9,700 deaths that we had over the last few months, you know, taking into account that we average 8,000 deaths a month anyway in the U.S., or are these on top of these 9,700 deaths over the last few months, is that on top of the 7,000-8,000 deaths a month we have in the United States? I mean, we need this data because right now the average essential worker is starting to get scared. And if not already, and on telemedicine, I'm a telemedicine physician, so people are calling in going, can you get me out of work? I do not want to be at work right now. And I, luck of the draw, have a job that's in an essential job. I, you know, got a job at a grocery store. Who knew that I would be putting my life on the line? And that's what people think. So, you know, I want us other people, I mean, I'm technically essential, you know, but us, and I hate that term. Look at this. You're essential or you're non-essential. I thought we were done with discrimination and labeling and stereotyping, but apparently now you're either essential or non-essential. Yeah. Not sure if people are going to try to, you know, set up, you know, okay, I'm going to have you marry a non-essential, you know, because if you're non-essential, then you won't have to work and get exposed to viruses later. So it'll be very interesting to see if that still, you know, pervades, you know, throughout our evolution. But, We need to realize that if our essential workers don't want to man the grocery stores, they don't want to go in and handle our cable, do not want to work at Netflix, and do not want to work at Amazon, I want you guys to picture what a shutdown or lockdown would be without any of that, without power. Now, we have two choices. We either do a lockdown right, try to nip this in the bud and quickly get back to work, or, actually we have three choices, or two, somebody give us the gosh darn correct data of exactly how deadly this is. We know people are dying, but we need to, you know, is the average person that wants to work at a grocery store or wants to, you know, go to work going to die in, you know, 3-4 days, or are they going to be immune? We need the testing. We need to have that data, you know, or three, we say, you want to know what, you know, it's not living being locked down. We, you know, are the human race. We need to figure out how to live while infectious diseases are always combating at us. But just realize that whatever our lockdown is now is very superficial because we are counting on millions of essential workers who are healthy to be there making this country run for us to be on lockdown. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI or 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. So, the CARES Act, which was legislation just signed by President Trump and created by Congress, Senate, and the House, with a bunch of different extra little things thrown in, of course. But one very important piece apparently deals with our retirement. The law temporarily loosens the rules on hardship distributions from retirement accounts. So people affected by the crisis could access up to $100,000 of their retirement savings. I wish I had something like that. But they could access up to $100,000 of their retirement savings without the 10% penalty. The law also doubles the amount of 401k participants can take in loans from the account for the next 6 months to the lower of $100,000 or 100% of the account balance. So you could basically borrow money from your 401k. They say IRAs don't permit loans. They say the new rules apply to a whole range of people, including those who have lost a job because of the pandemic, those suffering from COVID-19, or who have a spouse with the virus. If your emergency savings is running low, they say it makes sense to use your 401k to ride out the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, some of you are like, I want that money to sit because when the market goes back up, others are saying the market's dropping anyway, we might as well, you know, use it for ourselves. That really drives me crazy. You have a retirement savings, you have money, and the market falls and you lose it. I'm old school. I like the idea of a savings account. Or money under the pillow. We don't have that, but I just get very, very nervous. I mean, we saw what happened with the Obama years. People lost thousands, that maybe even millions. I mean, in their, 401s, it's, but at least you get to access them. They say having to sell investments at a much lower price than the COVID-induced stock market can knock down your 401k as a potential source of funds. But if your 401k has assets in cash or short-term bonds that have not been affected by the market decline, according to Whitcomb, Keith Whitcomb, Director of Analytics of Prospective Partners, says it may make sense to sell those investments in order to generate cash. They say also disrupting the accumulation of 401 assets with loans and hardship withdrawals is generally discouraged, but if it enables you to lower your current payments, refinance at a lower interest rate, or eliminate debt, the net result can strengthen your financial circumstances. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you this weekend asked me about jumbo loans and why the banks won't refinance jumbo loans. I'm not an economist, but my guess is these banks are going to be overwhelmed. And my guess is somebody who has a property, and again, I could be wrong, and any of you economists, call in at 1-877-DOCDALI on why jumbo loans are almost impossible right now to get refied, is because if you do have a property that has a jumbo loan, chances are it's going to drop in value. And so the average bank is probably concerned about the appraisal and then in terms of the amount of the loan, they're probably just kind of dealing with smaller houses and smaller mortgages for refi. But there's a lot of people out there that want to refi and take advantage of that. So interest rates are dropping. And, I mean, interest rates have kind of been low for a while, but you could definitely get a better deal. And I get that. I think that's a good idea. So the job market's a little destabilized. We don't know how it's going to go. We don't know if stock market's going to rise back up quickly. I mean, it's interesting. This has been one of the slowest months yet. March just went by snail's pace. Here we are, April 6th. I mean, this is slower than slow. And so, June 1 is a long time, and I'm kind of anticipating that we'll be back to reopening our businesses by June 1. I don't know if May 1 would, be practical, but we're going to talk about that in a second. But, I think, especially with the heat, and, with changes in the weather and coronavirus naturally, kind of slowing down, in the summer, I do predict things to hopefully allow us to get back out there. Again, I'm worried about what's going to happen, of course, in the fall. Now, one of you had asked, okay, so we still have a poll out there on if Trump should close the market or reopen the market. We also have, it's interesting, we also have people wanting to comment on the essential workers. James says, I'm still working. I'm a little worried, but God is in control. All right. Yeah. I agree with that. I think God's in control. Louise said, stay away from grocery stores, get delivery or pickup. She's concerned because Deborah Birx suggested to avoid grocery stores over the next couple of weeks if we can. It's not a ban yet, but it's something thought about. James writes, hello. Hello. Paul writes I want to get to you guys' comments because I like your comments. Paul writes, I am still going into the office for now. I don't drive. I ride my mountain bike or walk. It's a 1.7-mile trek. I did not stop. I don't stop in a store, and 99% of the time, don't even stop to talk to people. He says, I do ride down a pretty busy street, but I'm usually almost always continually riding along my trek, very few stops and goes. I'm not in a risk category for the coronavirus, but what kind of potential am I at for catching it if I was social distancing in a store. Okay, so we have no idea how far away you need to officially be. We are guessing 6 months. Or, I'm sorry, 6 months, 6 feet. We are guessing roughly 6 feet. We are guessing that you need to be far enough away if somebody speaks and sprays it to you or coughs or sneezes. So now that we think that somebody talking could transmit it, that would obviously be a little closer a proximity than a cough or sneeze. But you also have to take into account wind. You have to take into account air conditioning, a fan that starts to blow things your way. But, you know, a lot of us have kind of been living our lives the last few weeks away from people. It's not, again, completely realistic, you know, because, you know, a lot of us aren't working. You know, my husband's not working. I'm working from home. Kids aren't going to school. Again, not sure how long that could hold up. But when you roughly avoid people and you kind of do your own thing and you don't only talk to people online, I think overall you're going to be fine. One of you asked, then how come so many people are dying in New York? Well, with New York, I was on the John Phillips show, KBC, Friday, and somebody had brought up that, you know, in New York, the apartment complex, the apartments are like, what, on average, 600 feet, square feet, right? You know, if you have anything more than that, I mean, that's pretty luxurious. How do you bunker down in 600 feet? I mean, luckily, you know, we have a house in my family. You know, but, you know, if the average person is stuck and they feel like they're in a shoebox, you know, my guess is they're probably not avoiding others as much as they should. Or you also wonder if some of these apartment buildings, it could be spreading throughout the events. You don't hear about that. I know that's going to scare a lot of people, you know, but you know, people in close quarters, just like China, et cetera, the closer quarters you are, the easier it is to spread. And we have proof that this has spread to people, you know, in close proximity. But the study that has to be done is you have to have healthy people that show no antibodies to the virus. And then you have to have people stand at 6 feet, 12 feet, whatever, and sneeze or cough with it. And then we have to see if they get affected. I mean, that's kind of how the study would go, unless you want to do animal models and extrapolate. So, it's frustrating because I think when we do get to go back to work, people are not going to want to be around other people. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder with this. There's a lot of paranoia. And so if you don't want to stand next to a coworker, gosh, I mean, I remember waiting tables and things like that. When I waited tables, you would go back to the, drink station and, you know, to get the glasses and that and, you know, run behind the bar and things like that. I mean, you were on top of each other all the time, you know, and it was just, you know, and now there's going to be a much different approach, except you're going to have, I think we're going to have a couple groups separate off. You're going to have some that go, you know what, I just don't care. I really don't care until they get sick. And then you have the others that are going to be like, just stay away from me. I don't want to go back to work, or I don't want to work near you, or I want accommodations. And if a job can't do the accommodations or can't pay the hazard pay or, make the workers feel comfortable, then they're not going to exist. Because if they can't find workers to staff, they're not going to be able to exist. So, I mean, I wish I had more optimistic news. This is a real mess. Taking your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors across the country are echoing what the CDC and President Trump said on Friday regarding anyone who leaves their home for any reason during the coronavirus pandemic to wear a mask. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says,
I encourage everyone to wear some sort of a face covering on those few trips that you need to leave the house. During this time, it's crucial that you only leave your home when absolutely necessary.
Wyoming is one of the few states without stay-at-home orders, and according to Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, he tells Fox News everything's under control.
Well, you can always depend on the people of Wyoming to do the right thing. We do have a state of emergency in Wyoming. Anyone coming into our state, there's a 14-day quarantine. People are staying at home. But remember, the people are spread out here. We only have about five people per square mile.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're not hearing about this a lot, but it, to me, is a huge story. Apparently, students across the world, country, right, actually even in other countries as well, are asking their college to pony up the dough. And this could have disastrous consequences for the university, but it also highlights students, you know, predicament of being told to pay high amounts of tuition and then not being able to get their goods and services or even have that money back as a consumer. And, you know, students aren't really looked upon as the average consumer. There's not a lot of transparency for where their money goes. You know, the tuition prices seem random. Well, you know, with this coronavirus crisis, things are changing where students are like, okay, where's our money going? For those students that pay about $60,000 a year in tuition, They want to know where $5,000 a month is going. And think about it. Let's say they're off for the summer. That's more. That's 9 months divided by 60,000. You guys do the math for me because I can't. But people want to know where $8,000 a month or whatever is going. So, okay, $7,000 a month. Fine. So, University of Chicago students want a tuition cut. It's called Use Chicago for Fair Tuition. University officials right now, I guess, say there are no plans to lower rates. But due to the pandemic, they have petitioned the university to reduce tuition by half and waive fees throughout the pandemic, waive advanced residency tuition for doctoral students, release a breakdown of university spending. That's huge. Reinstate part-time status for all students, which the university eliminated back in 2015, and institute a tuition freeze. Now, the University of Chicago just raised $5.4 billion in a fundraising campaign, according to the petition, has the financial means and the responsibility to provide relief for us and our families. Now, a student life fee has been waived for students living more than 50 miles from campus, who, while those within 50 miles are charged $125. The annual off-campus cost, including tuition, is $73,600. Students, they say, will continue to receive a rigorous transformative education with the university's shift to remote learning, so they say tuition is going to remain the same. They say classes taken during the spring quarter will fully count towards completion of all degree programs, and as such, they will continue to have regular tuition rates. So basically what colleges are saying is you are buying a degree. So if you spend $73,000 a year, for $300,000, you get a degree from the University of Chicago. It doesn't matter how you get that degree, if it's online, if it's you coming in, your price is going to the degree. Whereas other students are like, wait a second, okay, part of that's going to graduation, graduation got canceled, part of it's going to banquets, part of it is going to parking, part of it's going to security. We don't need security. Let us have our money back. So do colleges want to be under the guise of your $300,000 or $400,000 is for you to buy a degree, or is it we are providing instruction and all these services and that's where your money's coming from? So transparency is pretty big. In Harvard? Let me see. Yeah, Harvard. Students are asking for tuition reimbursements and compensation. Harvard announced the university would switch to online classes and told affiliates to vacate campuses March 10th. Harvard decided to prorate room and board costs for all students leaving campus, but no tuition as long as online instruction continues. Many Harvard graduate students say, though, they continue to have concerns because, again, it's not, you don't have access to do to faculty, you don't have one-on-one, you don't have access to the, you know, university, the libraries, things like that. I mean, it's all online. And, you know, an online degree could be purchased cheaper. So, again, you know, are you getting a degree at Harvard so you keep your mouth shut? Or should you really be getting what your money, you know, is paying for? Or, you know, we should do, you know. It's going to be interesting because it looks like around the country you have Johns Hopkins asking for partial tuition refund. We have schools in Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado. So what's interesting is the Democrats had been advocating for free college for the longest time. So I'm wondering where are, you know, I should say maybe even the liberals, all right? Now, you have students asking for help. You have students asking for reimbursement for their college that they spent $73,000 for or $40,000 for or whatever. And where are the liberals going, yeah, guys, help them out? It's very quiet. You don't see a lot of people covering these stories. Now, is it because the colleges were going to have a nice cushy deal with the government? If Bernie Sanders got in, or Elizabeth Warren or whoever, were they going to get, you know, a lot of cushy reimbursements? Were they going to be basically subsidized by the government? And then, you know, or is it, you know, now that colleges are kind of on their own, I, you know, where, I've seen some hypocrisy, not, you know, seen a consistent message. If you are really pro-student, you would be helping them in this cause, saying, yep, give them their money back, or reduce their tuition, or show some transparency on where their fees are going. See, colleges have for so long been banking on this kind of money. And I've seen, you know, college budgets. University budgets that are paid for by the state have to have that transparency. We have to see how much everybody's getting, et cetera. And, you know, faculty make some bucks. They make some money. And I get it. If you want to attract faculty, if you want to attract congressmen, if you want to attract, you know, people, I get. You need to be able to pay and attract people going there. But when the average student now is having money issues and they have to choose between dental school or nothing, or medical school or nothing, or college or nothing, whatever, you know, now you need to start kind of explaining where all that money is going to. And students are now trying to grapple with the university monster, and I'm seeing this. And I'm telling you right now, these students need help. They do. And I think it's about time. You know, I don't want anything happening to the university system. I went to a university. I'm a doctor because of universities. I am very grateful to universities. But I want the universities to decide. You got to poop or get off the pot. Are you going to be an institution that is saying that you're not just, you know, buying a degree? You are paying day to day for services every day. You're getting counseling services. You're having access to our health center. You are having access to our lawns. You are being able to meet people and have student services. And you know, are you going to take that route where your money is offering you day to day benefits? Or are you going to take the route of, you pay us this much and you get a license or a degree at the end of 4 or 5 years. They have to decide. They can't play it both ways. And that's what I'm interested in. And I prefer a university that says, look, you pay this per credit. You're getting this class. You're getting this teacher. You're getting this. You are the consumer. And we take pride in the consumers. We want customer satisfaction. But that's not what happens. Many students, once they enroll, it's dictatorial. They get no say. They get no vote. And so colleges have to make that decision. And I think students, depending on where the economy goes, might say, $70,000 is not worth it. And I think people are realizing the government needs money for other things and not to subsidize college. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Walmart's in the news, for a couple reasons. One is they had to step up coronavirus cleaning because two workers had died. Retail giant Walmart assured customers that its Evergreen Park store in Illinois was safe to visit after the coronavirus deaths of two employees. 51-year-old Wando Evans, and 48-year-old Philip Thomas. They said, "We are heartbroken to learn of the passing of two associates at our Evergreen Park store, and we are mourning along with their families." The store where Evans and Thomas worked had recently passed a health department inspection. It's unknown whether they contracted the virus at work, and Walmart has hired a third-party company to sanitize the location. They say neither associate had been at the store in more than a week, but they took action to reinforce our cleaning and sanitizing measures and include a thorough cleaning of key areas of the store with a third party. So they announced Friday that it will limit the number of customers who can be inside the store at one time to roughly 20% of the store's capacity. Customers will be admitted one by one from a line formed at single entry door. Just as Walmart is implementing a one-way movement policy in its aisles, which will be marked. I got to tell you, the creativity that has to be done. Now, if Walmart can't do it, they have to close. If Walmart has to close, where are you guys getting your food and your supplies? So, I mean, Godspeed to all these companies. A woman sprayed a cashier in the eyes with Lysol disinfectant at a Leicester Walmart. Why? Because she was told there was a limit on number of cans she could buy. Are you kidding me? So she sprayed a Walmart employee in the face. This is why, I mean, you guys need to support your essential workers. They better be getting gifts and hugs and, well, we can't hug and kiss them, but you know what I'm saying. So a Walmart employee almost went blind because somebody sprayed Lysol disinfectant into her eyes because she just, they told them that there was a limit on the number of cans they could buy. The alleged assault took place at the Walmart Supercenter, I believe this is Massachusetts, on March 27th. The cashier informed the woman that there was a limit on the number of Lysol disinfectant cans she could purchase. The woman is suspected of responding by spraying the employee in the eyes with the liquid. She then completed her purchase and left in what is believed to have been an Uber. So the department released an image of the suspect and urged anyone with information to call. I'm just shocked that this type of stuff is happening, but it unfortunately it does, you know? Now, we have a few other stories that I want to get to. So they believe they might have found the quote-unquote Achilles heel of coronavirus. Now, this newly published study says that they found a specific portion of the virus that they think could be targeted with vaccines after they mapped a human antibodies interaction with the coronavirus. And they did this where they mapped it at near atomic scale resolution, according to a statement from Scripps. The antibody was taken from a SARS patient from several years ago, but it does react to SARS-CoV-2 as well. They say the knowledge of conserved sites like this can aid in structure-based design of vaccines and therapeutics against SARS-CoV-2, which is the coronavirus 2 or COVID-19. And these would also protect against future coronaviruses, including those that could emerge in the future. Yeah, this one is different from the SARS outbreak from 2002-2003. We can't be dealing with this every 15, 20 years. So this possible Achilles heel is basically a virus flaw. And by flaw, meaning something that non-viruses can find and take advantage of. They said, we found this region is usually hidden inside the virus and exposed only when that part of the virus changes its structure as it would a natural infection. So Scripps Research said it's actively seeking out recovered COVID-19 patients who are willing to donate their blood to screen for potential antibodies. The study has been published in the journal Science. In a separate study, researchers pointed out that the blood of recovered patients can aid in the treatment of severe cases. Why? Because there's antibodies. There's antibodies in somebody else's blood, and so you could use that to hopefully fight coronavirus. So if you are a coronavirus immune person, your blood is wanted. This research was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it looked at 5 patients in Shenzhen, China, who were deemed critically ill. The experts found that giving them an experimental plasma transfusion that contained a neutralizing antibody helped in their recovery. So a neutralizing antibody or something that helped a healthy people survive this can, you know, possibly work. And, you know, we talked about the octagon stop sign shape. You know, these vaccines need to be able to find a corner and or a shape, maybe even the shape of a whole octagon. But it has to also be able to recognize even mutable forms, but not be so generic that we cause an immune reaction in everybody. So it's interesting. Now, more stupid going on. Apparently there was a woman who went on social media who claimed that she is willfully spreading coronavirus all over the place. So in Texas, they are looking for a woman now. She claimed on Snapchat to have tested positive for COVID-19 and was, quote, willfully spreading it. They have identified the woman as Lorraine Maradiaga, 18 years old. She stands to be charged with a terroristic threat, Texas Penal Court, Penal Code 22.07. Now, they said we have no confirmation that Maradiaga is actually a threat to public health. We are, however, taking her social media actions very seriously. And so you see her face. I'm not sure why she would have done this. She allegedly recorded herself shopping at what she claimed to be a local Walmart. She goes, I'm here at Walmart about to infest every blank because if I'm going down, all you blanks are going down. I think I know what word she used. This is what she allegedly said in her Snapchat video. A police spokesman told the station that officers went to Rome on Sunday, but she wasn't there. The family is cooperating. Texas has, let me tell you where Texas is at real quickly here. Texas, I apologize, I think is at about 7,200 cases with 140 deaths. Texas, a little drier. Utah, 1,600 cases, 8 deaths. Nevada, kind of drier. Nevada, 1,900 cases, 46 deaths. You know, the drier areas might not be as viciously affected as the more humid areas, but unfortunately we are still seeing cases. And we're also seeing cases of stupid out there. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, nurses at a top New York City hospital is wanting hazard pay. They say one nurse rides the subway each day wondering if she will have proper protective equipment for her 12-hour shift. Another worries about the shortage of hydrogen peroxide wipes. And emergency room nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital, according to Fox News, on Manhattan's Upper East Side, one of the best hospitals in the country, say they are facing a multitude of challenges as they battle COVID-19 on the front lines. And their regular exposure to danger should earn them hazard pay, but none are getting it. Yet out-of-state nurses being called in to assist their staff are making an extra $2,000 to $5,000 a week. Many get additional accommodations like lodging and transportation. So, she said, I absolutely signed up to take care of the sick and dying. There's nothing else I'd rather do, but it's frustrating to be treated this way in a time of crisis and when we have inadequate protection. She says it is unfair to all of us. And there is a petition underway demanding additional pay until the risk of infection from supply shortages is greatly reduced. Having to pay for an Uber each day to and from work is not feasible. She said, I love our doctors and the directors of our department, but everyone on the front lines deserves better. Now, the nurses interviewed spoke on a condition of anonymity, and it's unclear if an outside staffing agency or another entity is paying the out-of-state nurses. But that is true. Bringing people in from the outside, they seem to get paid better than the ones that, you know, were there from the beginning. Not easy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.